It's time to bring in Mike Cossey in sports. Mike, nice to speak to you this morning.
Yeah, don't push that button again, huh?
Frontier Communications totally lost yesterday in most of the state of Connecticut for about 5.5-6 hours.
Frontier Communications, Verizon, the U.S. Postal Service, we're surrounded by assassins.
Hey, I tell you, I went to home yesterday and I did get a nap, but I watched the Yankee game last night. And something came through to me. I thought about you immediately when it happened. Tight game once again. The Yankees and the Rays have played a lot of tight games this year. But once again, the closer kills them. You know why? Yesterday when they beat the Yankees on the strength of that one guy's three home runs, they went through seven pitchers yesterday. They had no.
I say all the time, sooner or later, one of them's going to come up bad.
And also, now, yesterday, when the Yankees, late in the game, started to get hot against their relievers, they had nobody to put in.
Yep.
And the Yankees teed off on this guy. Yep. It was a 3-2 lead going into the 8th.
3-2 game going in, yep.
And the Yankees ended up winning 8-3 because there was nobody to put in.
It's with these approaches that they use, it's almost comes up to a time like last night's game where they have to sacrifice a game. They have to give it up.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, you don't give up any games. You set yourself up to win every possible game you can. And when it's 3-2 in the 8th inning and the way the Yankees were going down easily, that's a game you should win.
Yeah.
So when you have to sacrifice baseball games, you're doing something wrong. And to say, well, there's 162 games in a year, it doesn't matter. Every game is important. You got to try to win every game. You can't sacrifice any games, and that's what they did last night. It wasn't like they laid down and died.
No.
The Yankees had to hit the ball, which they did, but there was no depth to their bullpen last night because everybody was spent.
Yeah, and that's why most modern fans don't understand the importance of a pitching rotation.
Yeah, they think this is normal.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. And I forget who the announcer was for the Yankees. I don't know if it was David Cohn or what's his name, another guy, that pitcher. But he said about the 6th or 7th inning, and he started tearing apart exactly like you did. The bad things about this starter thing is that, you know, you can't control your rotation. Like when you play a team like the Yankees, you really want to put your leading rotation guy off on the first game, and maybe if it's a 4-game set on the last game, your second best starter. But
because it used to be when you played ball, you had your 4-starter, your 5-star rotation, whatever it was. And when somebody got knocked out early, it screwed everything up for you.
Yep.
Because you had to do what we call burn your pen. And then when you burn your pen, it affects all the other games coming up for the next 2 or 3 days. Now that's commonplace.
Yeah.
Before, that was a travesty to your staff and to your team. But now it's expected because you got these games that you sacrifice. It's ridiculous. They go into some of these games, Tampa Bay, expecting to use 8 pitchers. Not, oh, everybody's getting beat up or whatever. They expect to use 8 pitchers a game. That's insane. And because of today's snowflake generation, and they don't like the extension of the baseball game in time, that it takes too long, what do you think an eight pitcher rotation in the game is going to give you? It's going to take forever. So it doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
And
getting back to that Yankee game, C.C. Sabathia's act's getting old when he starts chirping at people. You know what? Be a professional. Everybody says, oh, how great CC is and everything. Well, in my book, CC can't hold a candle to the greats. The greats went out there. They did their job. Did they hit people? Yeah, they hit people. They didn't stand there and chirp about it. They did what they had to do and then got out of it. Every once in a while, the crazy piece of blood goes to Sabathia's head and he thinks he's wrestling instead of playing baseball. And he starts chirping to batters for no reason at all. And then he gets offended when they come back at him. You know, sooner or later, baseball is going to have to take matters into their own hand, and they're going to have to start dropping bunts down on this guy when he loses his mind. The easiest way to beat the Yankees whenever Sabathia is pitching is go up there and bunt 3 batters in a row because he takes it as a personal affrontal. hey, baby, it's a baseball game. You got to try to win any way you can. And you can't move, so bunting the ball three times is the way to beat you. I'm tired of Sabathia's act. As good as he is and the numbers he puts up and whatever he's done, all goes out the window when he's unprofessional like this.
All right. What about the Red Sox? They just can't win at home. It's just amazing.
They suck. No other way to put it.
But it's the same.
They're not that good of a team. Their pitching is atrocious. I told you that going into spring training. They don't have the depth to pitch. And this year, Sale is having an awful year. He's their stopper. He's pitching just terrible. He's getting beat up at every drop of the hat. And their bullpen is as porous as a bad sieve. They can't do anything. Then you can't keep up giving up the runs that they give up and expect to win or get yourself back in the race. The Red Sox are a nonentity. And unless they go out and miraculously build a bullpen between now and July 31st, the Red Sox are a nonentity in baseball this year.
All right. So now, where do you want to go in sports?
We're going to call it double-digit days.
Yes,
so
right.
Last night, we only had Milwaukee scoring 13, Toronto scoring 10. I think that was it for double digits yesterday. So it wasn't that. Wait a minute. Let me update this. Miami scored 12. Milwaukee scored 13. Kansas City scored 11. So not a lot in double-digit baseball last night.
Enough, though. Amazing.
Oh, enough. Yeah, and Christian Yelich hit his 87th home run last night, another grand slam. How's that doing, Derek Jeter?
That's right.
I watched some of the Yankee game last night because I was watching my nephew play in an all-star game in Iowa. The distance that these home runs are going are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Encarnacion and Gregorius hit two bombs last night that went three-quarters of the way up the bleachers in left center and right center field last night. These are like Mantonian blasts that they're hitting. This baseball is just a joke. They should send a dozen of them over to the British Open this week. Like, what they should try to do is miniaturize the ball to make a golf ball size and let the PGA guys drive these things and see how far they go. I mean, they're hitting the balls good? Yes. Are they home runs? Yes. But the distances that these balls are traveling now, the whole thing is just a joke. And everybody and their brother, like you say, is hitting home runs. Even the bat boy can hit 25 home runs nowadays, I think.
Yeah, it's scary. It really is. I guess it's fun to watch if you like to watch bombers, but then again,
it's fun to watch if you're a snowflake and you don't understand what baseball's about.
Yeah.
It's a joke. It's a total joke. It's not the way the game is supposed to be played. Home runs are part of the game. But when you're giving up home runs that they need to close airports about, it's something's wrong somewhere. And it's everybody. It's everywhere. Yeah. It's just the Miami Marlins, like I said, they scored 12 runs last night. Come on. What are you kidding?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll check with
you. The Mets got a gift last night. I was flipping there, too. Minnesota sleptwalked through the first couple innings, gave the Mets a couple runs, and then they got lucky in the last inning and held on to win 3-2. So the Mets got a gift up in Minnesota last night. I think they won their third game in a row. And being that gambling is legal now, tonight's the night to send it in against the Mets. They're not winning tonight.
All right. Now, is Saratoga, we do anything with Saratoga yet?
Yeah, they're running today. I miss Mondays.
Yeah.
I really miss Mondays. Mondays used to be a nice day to go up to Saratoga. I don't know what's happening up there today because of the rain. There's one horse that I'm looking at in particular, though, on the dirt today, taking a shot here with a bomb. In the ninth race, the one horse, Special Relativity, coming in off of a sloppy race at Churchill Downs where she ran second in an $80,000 claimer. Gets a little drop today to 62.5. Is a perfect 2-for-2 at Saratoga. Runs on the dirt, runs on the wet. 12-to-1 morning line's a great price. So, like I said, there's showers expected up there, and they're going to be those deluge-type showers. So I don't know what's going to take place up there. But either way, we could take a shot here in the ninth race today with the one-horse, Special Relativity.